88.9 WEAA, absolutely the voice of the community. It is time to join DPW's director, Rudy Child. He's with us this morning. Julius White is also here with questions to ask Rudy Child. Good morning to you, Director. How are you doing? Okay. Thank you for being with us this morning. I'm Mikkel Hunter of Mornings with Mikkel, along with the team. A lot of questions to ask. People wanted to know when will they receive their billing for May, June, and July. And so some folks have already gotten bills. And the question on the tip of my tongue, Director, is if you had your normal bill at under $100 or $100, so each month it was consistent, can we add those 3 months up and say we'll get a bill of $300 opposed to $2,000 or something outrageous and be realistic?
That's correct. So under normal circumstances, if there are no leaks or anything unusual going on, so this should be a fourth time of your regular bill. So in essence, this is a long bill that covering of the month of April, May, June, and July. So it's four-month bill. So if your typical bill is $100 a month, then that will be equivalent to about $400.
Okay. So the other question with that is, if you said if there's no leakage or outside situations that you would think would be the responsibility of the city, are residents being held responsible for that? For instance, I have a friend who had some water problems, called the city. City directed her to a company. That company has come out, and now she has a $2,000 water bill because the water pipes were built on top of the ground. So if a car drives over it, there's no water. If there's constant leakage, is she going to be billed for that? Who picks up the tab?
Well, it depends where the leak is located. So in other words, the city is responsible for the water lines from the street to your property line or the meter vault. And from the meter vault to your home is the responsibility of the homeowner. So in other words, if the leak is on the public side, certainly the Public Works Department will go out and then fix it. But if there is a leak, and that's after the meter. So in other words, once the water passes through the meter is registering usages. So in other words, so if you have a pipe that's on the ground that's leaking, and or, for example, a faucet was dripping or left it on, or the toilet flopper was leaking, all those will cause a bill to spike up because those are consumptions. It's on the private side of the ownership. That's water after the meter.
Okay. And Director Chow, if this happens to be a public leak of the water line where it affects everyone in that community, isn't it a public situation and probably more so on the side of the city correcting the financial problem or issue with that situation?
Yeah, so what you're describing is a temporary line says that we are making repairs, so we pull temporary lines. So in other words, water leading up to the meter are never the responsibility of the homeowner. So in other words, the city will pick up that leakages or any kind of repairs that's needed. So it's the homeowner only responsible for the private line that's from the meter vault to your individual household.
Director Chow, I had a question for you. I noticed when you were on the news, you mentioned that those of us who will be receiving the water bills, we had an opportunity to extend the payments between 6 and 12 months. Could you enlighten us a little more on that and how we can go about setting up that payment plan if we needed that extension on paying the back water bill?
Sure. Because the fact this is a long bill, we recognize there could be a need from our ratepayers that need to spread out the payment over a number of months. So the department offers basically two payment plans, one in 6 months. That's take your pay the balance and spread out over 6 months. And or if you want a 12-month payment plan, that's 50% down, and then spread the rest of the balance over a 12-month period. And, of course, if you need something greater than that, our law department can work with you to customize some sort of payment plans. And I will always encourage the listener to call us, or ratepayer to call us at 410-396-5398. That's always the first step. Call us. Let us know that you need some assistance in terms of setting up the payment plans and all that. We'll be glad to work with you on any assistance that we can provide you with.
Okay, financial assistance for the program, that's based on income?
Yes, so there are two assistance programs that rolled out as of July 1st. This is a brand new water assistance program. Unlike in the past, we have low income and senior citizens discount. We now have both of them into a single program called Baltimore H2O Assist Program.
Sure.
And then we have broadened the coverage on that. So in essence, anyone, a household of up to three, if they're making less than 175% of the federal poverty line, they will get a 43% discount or reduction in their water consumption. Now, for those individuals that are below the 50% of federal poverty line, we have a new program called Baltimore H2O Plus that will provide additional $21 a month to those individuals, households that need assistance.
Okay. And for those who have just joined the conversation, we're talking to Baltimore City Department of Public Works Director Rudy Chow. Mr. Chow, I'd like to also ask you about a company by the name of Metra Industries, who have picked up a lot of contracts for the City of Baltimore to correct the water issues and problems. Are you familiar with them?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, they are a city-employed company. Is that correct?
So they are among number of the
contractors
that assisting us, whether is doing what we call the programmed water main replacement.
Mm-hmm.
The city, we are in essence doing about 15 miles of water main replacement per year, try to get us on the asset management methods in terms of managing our underground infrastructure because the infrastructure is aging.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a 1% replacement per year. The city owns about 1,500 miles inside the city. And then on top of it, we have what we call the contractor that help us on an emergency basis. So, if, for example, the Pratt and the Howard Street, the water main break out there, we have our emergency contractor on call for that. Metro is one of the contractors that assist on either side of that. And these contracts were put out for bid, and they won the basically the contract as a result.
Okay. So for rental property that Metro picks up one of the contracts, is the resident responsible for the outcome of any services to their home? Is that considered public or private fixtures?
So Metro Industry only do sort of utility contracts for us.
Okay.
So in other words, they don't go into individual homes to make any kind of plumbing repairs or anything like that, at least not with the city.
Now, some people think that because of the work on the infrastructure and the water situation that was at Poe Homes, the City of Baltimore residents will be picking up the tab in some way, somehow, for that. Because when I read the postcards or listen to some of the speakers from the Department of Public Works or even read, it said your bill will be extremely high. It will be excessive, like, get prepared. I hope you've been saving for this rainy day. So you said that we can expect four times more because we'll be paying 4 months, so it would be your normal 4 months. If you paid $100 each month, it would be $400. Is that really accurate, or can we really expect that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, unless there are extreme circumstances that causes the bill to spike, the loan bill that you'll be receiving, it should be four times your normal consumption over a four-month period. So in other words, is the normal bill times four. There shouldn't be, you know, unless there's underground leaks or toilet leak, like I mentioned earlier, that will cause the bills to spike. There are no reason for you to get an extremely high bill just because of the ransomware attack.
Right. And I know you've answered that and reiterated that. So in case someone gets something that is unusually high, how do we approach it? Who do we go to? Who do we call? And where do we write?
Please call our customer service line at 410-396-5398. Now we have the ability to sort of look at the consumption because our new metering infrastructure as well as our new billing system, we can basically look back in the consumption, say, in the last 30 days or so on an hourly basis to help, you know, sort of work through to try to identify what the potential cause for the spike. But I would say the first thing you always do is call us on that 410-396-5398 number, and we can initiate the discussion and investigation from that point forward.
Director Chow, so there are about 200,000 water customers in Baltimore City and about 200,000 in Baltimore County as well, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When we've discussed this matter on the show here, a lot of our callers have just wondered out loud, why couldn't the city absorb those costs over the past 4 months since it was not their fault?
Well, first of all, you know, the water is a commodity. And so, in other words, once you use it, our meter infrastructure was never impacted by the ransomware. So, in other words, the local meter that at the individual households, at the property line, continue to register accurate consumption during the ransomware attack. So it's only our billing system was impacted. Now the billing system had come back after the ransomware attack, after we took some time to scrub through, make sure everything's working well. We're pretty confident that now the water consumption, the actual consumption during the four-month period, will be billed.
So with the payment plan set up, tell me about if someone should miss a payment or be late with a payment on the payment plan. What happens then?
So we have, in essence, waived what we call the late fee. That was, you know, we waived that until November of 2019. So in essence, for the next 3 months, we recognize this is a long bill and there could be some delay in making the payments, and we didn't want to apply any kind of late fees or anything as such onto the repair. So we extended that waive. We're waiving that collection of the late fee through November of this year.
Yeah, because the late fee isn't the responsibility of the residents of Baltimore. It is because we did not pay ransomware. We couldn't, you know, generate bills. So we shouldn't pick that up anyway. But water is a basic necessity. We all know that. It is something that we need to live and survive. Mm-hmm. There have been issues and concerns about foul smells coming from Baltimore Public Plumbing and water sources. Have that been investigated? Are you getting those type of complaints? I had to call someone out before we had the major waterware situation and ransomware recently to just to check my water to make sure that what I was smelling was not something toxic.
Yeah, so let me just first address the late fee. The late fee is applying after you receive this long bill going forward. So in other words, there was no fee applied prior to this. So in essence, now you receive this new bill. For the next 3 months, we have waived the late fee on that. Now, regarding to discolored water or any kind of odor that coming out of the faucets and all that, first of all, you know, all of our water meets EPA guidelines and standards. So because the aging infrastructure, you know, for example, every time we have a water main break or some sort that causes disturbance to the water supply system, it could generate some turbidities which cause what we call discolored water. But I would say, you know, when those cases happen, first of all, you know, always call us again at that same number, 410-396-5398, or call 311, report the situation, and we'll send an investigator out to determine what the causes are and take remedies for it.
All right. Again, Baltimore City Department of Public Works Director Rudy Chow, we thank you for calling in today, and we thank you for adding some clarity to the water situation and what people can expect in their water bills. And, of course, I know we're going to be referred back to this conversation again once those water bills start hitting this week, and some have already hit. And the reason why I asked you about Metra is because of public repair situations and extremely high water bill for the service. So thank you for directing us with a call. If we have water bill issues, 410-396-5398. Again, Mr. Rudy Chows from the Department of Public Works, thank you so very much for your time and attention.
Thank you, Mikkel, for having me.
Thank you. It is Mornings with Mikkel on WEAA 88.9.